Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, O son of my womb? And what, O son of my vows? Do not give your strength unto women, nor your ways unto that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the rights of all of the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the dumb and the cause of all who are appointed to destruction. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her value is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusts safely in her, so that he shall have no lack of gain. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and works willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is still night, and gives food to her household and a portion to her young maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She binds her loins with strength and makes her arms strong. She sees that her merchandise is good. Her lamp does not go out by night. She lays her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it, and delivers girdles to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.